Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of What Until Found, one of the only podcasts where all the ambitious people learn to bring out the most from themselves. This is your host Anshul, and today I want to begin this podcast by asking you a question. A very common question, but a difficult one. That is, what should be the end goal of a life? I mean, maybe you want to be an entrepreneur, businessman, want to do a job, or maybe want to become a sports person or entertainer or whatever it is. Is that it? Maybe you get what you want, you get good life, you get millions and billions in your bank account, you got fame and all the luxury that you ever dreamed of, but is that it? If no, then what after that? If that would be sufficient, why do you see people like Avicii and many famous personalities committing suicide? I have asked this question to many engineering students of great colleges. They say, I want to earn money, I want to earn respect, I want to have power. I ask them, what will you going to do after you earn billions, you got everything you wanted? Now most of them got no answer. Either they have not decided yet, or some of them have said they want happiness and peace in their life. Now try to see in a different way. In east part of the world, there was shortage of food due to drought. Then the people residing there start worshipping food. The food and the basic survival become their end goal. Again, people living in California are deprived of love. That's why in America, people see love and good relationship as their end goal. Similarly, in different parts of the world where there is riots all around, people are not very happy, they consider peace as their end goal. These end goals are not real end goal of a human. These are all derived from the information that we gather from our sense organs. And the problem with our sense organs is that they only take care of survival. Like, let's suppose you don't get water for 20 hours of the day, continuous. Now, you got a choice to get $100 or to drink water. What will you wanna do? Of course, your senses won't let you get $100. So now the problem again arises, if these are not the end goal, what should be the end goal? If you go through the internet, you will see most of the people call peace as the end goal. But also, they say, do what you like, do what makes you happy, do what gives you peace and happiness. Otherwise, like most of the people, you're gonna hate what you do. You'll hardly gonna sustain your job. Now this appears to be faulty to me. Surely there is some issue here. On one hand, you are saying peace and happiness is the end goal of the life, and on the other, you are saying do what gives you peace. Peace is the end goal. How can I get it while doing work? The solution to this question is hidden in the past. In ancient India, people, particularly yogis and monks, used to be so happy, so energetic, so content within themselves that they used to fall in love with themselves. They used to live for centuries practicing yogas, asanas and meditation. Even thousands of years ago, people were living better life than us in terms of mental health or any health. We do have developed lots of technologies, lots of convenience, but mental health problems are increasing day by day. You can ask your mom and granny regarding this. And secret of those people was that they understood that we humans are limitless. There is no such end goal. There is no limit. Human life is longing for unlimited expansion. And that is the only thing which will settle you for good. If someone has peace as their end goal, he'll surely gonna rest in peace. Peace is something that you must have while doing something, while doing anything. Without peace, life will appear to be a challenge rather than a journey. So for sure, peace cannot be an end goal or even any goal. End goal cannot be determined by the things from which you have been deprived from in past or anywhere. It is something beyond survival, which gives you highest degree of satisfaction. And in true terms, continuous expansion should be the end goal of the life. If you like listening to our podcast, I would love it if you could subscribe. It really makes a difference for me. And please follow me on social media. This is your host Anshul, and you were listening to What Anshul Found.